Victor knows the fine details of insuring firms like yours. For over 60 years, Victor has provided outstanding service and broad, flexible, and innovative professional liability solutions to engineering firms and ACEC members. As a Victor insured, you have access to free, on-demand continuing education courses, automated contract reviews, and endless risk management tools and resources to help manage projects and grow your business. Visit www.victorinsuranceus.com/ACEC to learn more.
Welcome to the Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies, sponsored by Victor Insurance Managers, one of the largest and most experienced underwriting managers of professional liability and specialty insurance programs in the world. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Alan Crockett, Director of Member Communications for ACEC, and we want to welcome today one of our five Young Professional of the Year award winners with us. Please welcome Victoria Ballestero, VP and Operations Manager, for ATCS in Largo, Maryland. And Ms. Ballestero, welcome to our program. And
thank you, Alan.
And first, tell our listeners, what does it feel like to have your achievements and as an engineer be recognized on the national stage?
It is truly such an honor. The work that civil engineers do is really understated. And I think that to be able to have myself recognized, it's really recognition for my company, ATCS, for my team, my parents, and my family. Like, I think it's a win for everyone.
Did many of your family join you for the awards ceremony tomorrow?
Unfortunately not, no? But
by yourself. Okay.
Not a great question.
Well, sorry. You know, you've already won the award, so they probably were thinking, okay, so what are you doing for me lately?
A little bit of a funny sidebar. When I found out that I won the ACEC Metropolitan Washington Award, my mom was really excited. My dad was really excited, but my mom's response was, well, it's not like it's a national award, right? It's just a local award. And my dad's like, is there a cash prize? And so when I won the national award, my mom was really over the moon. And then my dad still asked, is there a cash prize? So you have to appreciate that at least.
That sounds like a dad for sure. Yeah. You know, what's the benefit? Well, what does it mean to you?
I've been focused on being a civil engineer for almost my entire life. I'm a little bit of a freak of nature in that I have known I've wanted to be a civil engineer since I was 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And going through college, there were certainly times when I questioned whether it was the right career path for me. But ultimately, I ended up meeting a mentor who moved me from upstate New York down to Baltimore. And that really launched my career in land development engineering. And to see the consistency of working in this industry for 10 years start to pay off and start to be recognized for the work that I'm doing is just so deeply rewarding.
Well, according to your submission, you helped open your firm's Prince George's County office. And at the same time, you're still a project manager and you're still a technical consultant in all that pie. Now, I understand where you get your technical expertise because that's what engineers go to school for. Where did this business management, I'm going to be the organizer, I'm going to be in charge of this whole operation for your firms in a new location, where did that come from?
Sure. I've always known that I wanted to focus on the business side of engineering. I think that the work that gets done by engineers is really fascinating, and I'm proud to be a professional engineer, but I also really just love the business side of it. I love the relationship piece of it. I like having those relationships that have been nurtured over time come to fruition. And so for me, it hasn't been a question of whether I was going to do it. It was really how I was going to do it. Mm-hmm. And so after getting my degree in a Bachelor's of Science in Civil Engineering and working for several years, I decided to pursue my MBA. And certainly you don't need an MBA for the work that I'm doing, but I think that it's been really valuable for me in better understanding the accounting and finance side of the business of engineering. And so I think that has been one tool. I've also done a ton of on-the-job training. It's unbelievable the things that happen as a manager. You can't possibly fathom the challenges of hiring or the challenges of dealing with performance or the challenges of dealing with clients until you've done it. And I don't think that there's any class that can prepare you for that. I think it's really just trial and error.
Well, that's one of the reasons why ACEC exists, is because engineers go to school to get that technical training, that technical acumen, and innovation acumen. And then ACEC, our goal was to help them in the management business side of running a successful firm too, in addition to them already having that technical expertise. And you seem to have gotten it without taking one lesson, one class, one session from ACEC. But tell me, what thrilled you, or what made you want to get into engineering in the first place?
Sure. I grew up in upstate New York, and my family owns a construction company in Saratoga Springs. And so I grew up working on the vibratory roller on job sites. And my family's focus is really demolition and site civil work. And so growing up, my dad would bring home like rolls of plans, and he would roll them out on the kitchen table and mark them up with a Sharpie. And my dad doesn't have a college degree in engineering. He's self-taught in construction, and he's one of the smartest people I know, but it's really that work with him made me realize the importance of constructability and really designing things that could be built and were practical in the field. So for me, that was like the impetus for wanting to pursue civil engineering. And then once I found out about land development engineering and I got to see just how much it shapes the landscape that people live in, that was really the spark for me.
Well, you said it's very impressive, by the way. You said you grew up in Saratoga Springs. I figure you might have had some type of engineering expertise for the racetrack.
Yeah.
That I can't wait every year to go visit, you know. That's pretty incredible. And so what are your future plans? I mean, do you have a particular discipline or a particular specialty, or are you still involved in really mastering the current disciplines that you're dealing with now?
So I'm really fortunate that the company that I work for, ATCS, is a multidisciplinary firm. Mm-hmm. So we currently have practices in emergency management services, transportation engineering, and site civil engineering. Site civil is by far and away my greatest passion. I have done some work in transportation engineering, and I think that the work that our EMS team does with FEMA is very admirable. But my real interest is in the private sector land development. A lot of the projects that my team is doing right now are affordable housing projects. We also have a veteran housing project, which is really cool. A lot of mixed use projects. And so looking at that type of work, that's really what gets me out of bed in the morning. And so I hope that my career continues on the path of leading a team and executing that kind of work.
Oh, that's excellent. Very impressive. Does your firm operate mostly in Maryland or mostly on the East Coast?
Sure. So we're headquartered in Herndon, Virginia, mm-hmm. and I was hired to open a Prince George's County office. Mm-hmm. We also have 8 offices on the East Coast, spanning from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, down to Charleston, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking to expand beyond that footprint, too. So when we're looking at business acumen and growing that business acumen, I can really point to the leadership at ATCS in helping me to grow in that manner. The company has a really outstanding president who has seen the value in having a strategic plan. And so as an organization, we have a 5-year strategic plan. We just went through the process of creating a new 5-year strategic plan, and that's really guiding our growth over the next 5 years.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Very well said. Now that you have been awarded on a national scale, Dad, for your expertise and your achievements so far in your career. Is there any type of, were you surprised? Is there any type of wonderment or surprise that your efforts would have a chance at receiving, or did you already have a feeling, this is pretty special what I've done, and maybe it's worthwhile to give it a shot?
I don't think that I could have possibly realized that it would be recognized on a national level. And truthfully, it didn't sink in for me until you called me last week and said, would you like to be on a podcast? And when I asked why, you said, well, you're a national award-winning engineer. And for me, that's when the nickel dropped. I honestly started crying because it's emotional. It's very exciting. I also, just to be a young woman in the industry that's getting that kind of recognition is also really important, because there's still a lot of the industry that doesn't represent the diverse population that we have right now. And that's one thing that I've been very intentional about and passionate about as I'm growing my team. I think that there's tremendous value in having diversity in a team. And so looking at my team, we have like a great cross-section of race, gender, national origin, sexual orientation, across the boards. We have a really diverse team. And I look at all of my team's efforts, and that's really what this award is, because I couldn't do it without them.
Oh, wow. Just to continue on that, how many members are on your team that you manage?
Sure. I have 10 folks on my team, ranging from 22 years of experience with ATCS, which is amazing to have that kind of legacy with one company, down to, I actually have an intern at Virginia Tech right now. He's interned with ATCS 5 summers in a row, and he's in his senior year, and he asked if he could work during his senior year. So we have the full gamut of professionals working for us right now.
Well, you seem to be very, very impressive. Very, very excited, and I really, really appreciate your passion for what you do and for the overall engineering industry and its role in helping America improve, solve its problems, and enhance the quality of life. So once again, please, we want to thank Victoria Ballestero from ATCS in Largo, Maryland, for joining us today. And tomorrow she will receive her award for being one of the 5 young professional engineers of the year for 2021 at our awards luncheon. So once again, congratulations. And we look forward to you getting your award and posing for the pictures and getting some keepsakes. And just keep up the good work, and we'll see you down the line.
Thank you for having me, Alan.
Our pleasure. That was Victoria Ballesteros, and we want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll join you with the next podcast.